Singer John Legend's Free America campaign aims to bring awareness to mass incarceration in the United States. The campaign will include concerts in prisons, as well as meetings with Senators Rand Paul and Cory Booker. But it won't include anything that will change the condition of the 2.2 million people who've made America the world's most incarcerated nation. That's because our criminal justice system is not a monolith to be tackled in one fell swoop. It is a jigsaw puzzle whose disjointed parts have never fit neatly together. Take the Philadelphia prisons, for example. As of late February, there were over 15,000 people in our city's prison system. Each of them represents lost tax revenue through wages, lost community cohesion through absence, and lost potential through what will likely happen to them upon their exit from the system. You see, as much as we'd like to make people disappear after they've been incarcerated, the reality is that they are returning to our communities. But decades of tough-on-crime rhetoric have left us too afraid to face that truth. It is a truth that affects us all. The horror of mass incarceration isn't what happens to those who enter prison. No, the horror of mass incarceration is what happens to those who exit. Because those who've been imprisoned return to us seeking gainful employment, but for them, second chances are elusive. Combine their temporary prison term with the mark of a criminal conviction, and you have people who are too often sentenced to life. A life of unemployment and poverty. A life of being saddled with hopelessness. A life that far too frequently means an imminent return to prison. In a study released a year ago, the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics found that more than three-quarters of prisoners released in 30 states in 2005 were arrested for a new crime within 5 years. So while I'm heartened to see that John Legend has committed to working with legislators to address America's problem with mass incarceration, we need more than that. We need to help those who leave prison to earn gainful employment. We need to equip them to pay taxes and to pay their own way. Otherwise, if the national pattern holds true, nearly 12,000 people who return from our municipal prisons will return to prison within the next 5 years. And all of us will have to pay for that. I'm Solomon Jones.